Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Matthew chapter 9, the verses 1 to 8. Matthew chapter 9, verse 1 to 8. Jesus climbed into a boat and went back across the lake to his own town. Some people brought to him a paralyzed man on a mat. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "Be encouraged, my child. Your sins are forgiven." But some of the teachers of religious law said to themselves, "That is blasphemy. Does he think he is God?" Jesus knew what they were thinking, so he asked them, "Why do you have such evil thoughts in your hearts? Is it easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or 'Stand up and walk'? So I will prove to you that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins." Then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and go home." And the man jumped up and went home. Fear swept through the crowd as they saw this happen, and they praised God for giving humans such authority. My theme for reflection is when the deeper healing comes first. When the deeper healing comes first. There is an old African proverb that says, "When there is no enemy within, the enemy outside can do no harm." But what if the real enemy is not outside or even just inside? What if it is deeper, spiritual, unseen and unspoken? What if the problem we are praying about is not the one Jesus is trying to heal first? In Matthew 9, 1-8, we meet a paralyzed man whose friends have gone to great lengths to get him to Jesus. Picture the moment. A packed house, murmuring crowds, a broken man lowered through the roof on a stretcher. Everyone is expecting a miracle, something dramatic and visible. And then Jesus looks at the man and says something startling. "Take heart, my son. Your sins are forgiven." What? Forgiven? That is not why they came. They came for healing, for movement, for a changed life on the outside. But Jesus goes straight to the heart of the matter. Before dealing with the body, he deals with the soul. Before the legs move, he forgives, because more than mobility, more than comfort, more than opportunity, what this man truly needed was reconciliation with God. This moment reveals something crucial. God does not always start with what we think is urgent. He starts with what is eternal. Notice too how the man's healing was triggered not just by his own faith, but by their faith, his friend's faith. Sometimes it is the prayers of others, their persistence, their hope. They are dragging us through the roofs of life when we are too weak to move, that becomes the catalyst for grace. We do not walk alone. Faith is personal but never private. But not everyone is thrilled. The religious scribes are offended. "Blasphemy," they cry. Because if Jesus is forgiving sins, he is doing what only God can do. And that is exactly the point. Jesus is revealing himself not just as a healer, but as the very Son of God. So to silence their doubts, he speaks again, not just to the man's soul, but now to his body. "Rise, pick up your bed, and go home." And the man walks. The crowd is turned. God is glorified. But the deepest miracle happened before a single muscle moved, the miracle of forgiveness. In our world today, we often chase external solutions to internal unrest. We want our circumstances fixed, but Jesus wants our hearts made whole. As N.T. Wright once said, "Jesus did not come to give us what we wanted. He came to give us what we needed." So here is the question. When you pray, Are you asking God only for the visible healing, or are you open to the deeper work He might want to do first? And what about our role in bringing others to Jesus? The friends in the story did not just hope their friend would get better, they acted. They tore through a roof. What roof do you need to tear through to bring someone to the feet of Jesus today? There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what area of your life might Jesus be offering deeper healing than what you are asking for? Number two, who is someone in your life that needs your faith to carry them into the presence of Jesus? And now our practical exercise for the day. Choose one person who is going through a difficult time, physically, emotionally, or spiritually. Spend 10 minutes today praying specifically for them, and then reach out to offer encouragement, support, or help. Be one of the faithful friends who carries them toward Jesus. Gracious Lord, you see deeper than our pain, deeper than our paralysis. You know our true need. We confess that we often seek relief when you desire to give us restoration. Teach us to trust your diagnosis, to accept your healing, and to walk in the freedom you provide. Make us carriers of hope to those who are weary and broken, and grant us the faith that moves both hearts and mountains. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.